All right, guys, week six continued. So let's talk about the morning formula. And I can promise you this, guys, if you commit to the morning formula every day or 98% of your days, what I'm going to teach you here in the next 20 minutes or so, it is going to be life-changing. It was for me, and it will be for you. And here's what I mean. So when I committed to this morning formula that I'm about to teach you here, I thought to myself that in all these processes and things that I was using, acceptance and diet for the mind and all that stuff, I was doing a wonderful thing. But I, like most people, got up in the morning and just started my day. And what's the first thing we do is we grab the phone, we check for emails, we check in the chaos. And then we, you know, maybe go work out and exercise and thing. And I thought, well, why aren't I doing anything for my mind? And I knew that a morning formula had to be really powerful. So I committed to a morning formula. I was doing it and not doing it. Then I committed to the morning formula and I said, I'm going to do it for the next year every single day, or commit to doing it for the next year every single day. And I ended up going, I charted the next 18 months of my life, and I missed 5 days. 5 days in over 500 days, right? And I missed five. And I think two of them were Christmas or something like that. And my life exploded. I already had a really good life with really great results, but things went to an entirely new level. Happiness, peace, joy, ease, flow, contentment. So when you're in week six of this program, you still got some stuff, right? You're hopefully feeling a lot better by now, and you should be, and you probably are. But still hanging on to some stuff, or maybe you've got some things that are still that needle in the side, if you will. The mind is still racing, or you're still getting off the prescription drugs and that sort of stuff. But you're probably a lot better when you master the content in this simple morning formula, and then you apply it every single day. It's going to be life changing. So implement this, and guys, find the time. You know, I get a kick out of people that say they don't have the time, but then they'll binge watch a TV show at night and things. Just get up a little earlier. Go to bed a little earlier. Instead of going to bed at 11, go to bed at 10 and wake up at 5 and do your morning formula from 5 to 6 and then go work out from 6 to 7 and get started with your day. You know, I have had clients in a program that get up at like 3:30, 4 o'clock so they can get their hour morning formula, and then they just go to bed at 9:30. Great. Find the time, guys. All we have is time. What we do with that time is up to us. But I'm going to lay out the simple morning formula here. And when you apply what I'm teaching you, then and do this diligently, make the commitment. Everything that we do it starts with a decision. So we've got to make a decision to commit, get an accountability partner, somebody else in the program that you've met in the Facebook group or in the Q&A, say, hey, I want to be your accountability partner. We're going to do X number of morning formula days together. Great. Crush it. Okay. Or say, hey, team, hold us accountable in the Facebook group. Post in there, hey, I'm starting week six. I'm going to be diligent about my morning formula. Please support me and hold me accountable. Ask me how I'm doing, and I'll tell you the honest truth, okay? And then chart like I did, okay? But let me lay out this morning formula for it. It's really simple, and the more you do it, the better it gets. So first things first, it always begins with acceptance, okay? Now, when I'm doing my morning formula, most days, I'll have anywhere from 5 to 10 maybe 12, 15 minutes of acceptance. Now, when there's days, rare days that I've got a bunch of resistance, maybe it was a long weekend or working with a challenge in the business, or maybe I lost a golf match or something on Sunday and it's Monday morning, I don't know. But anyway, most times when I'm in the zone, like I'm living, because the goal is to live in acceptance, which we talk about in the later recordings, and I do that most of the time, but I always check in with my state of being. So my morning formula, the advanced part of the morning formula, is about 12, 15 minutes. Some days it's longer. But your morning formula in week six of this program should be a minimum of 30 minutes. 30 minutes of acceptance still. And then as you're living in acceptance, you can pair that back as a check-in. Okay, but the first part of your morning formula should always be acceptance. Check in. Accept the states of being of flow, of ease, of comfort, or resistance, of anxiety, stress, worry. But accept now those days that you're filled with resistance, do more. Do an hour, do an hour and a half. There's no, like, you can't, you know, don't have to do just 1 hour. I've had morning formulas that go up to 2.5 hours. Especially back in the day when I was filled with some resistance or frustrations and things. I would just sit and accept until I didn't feel like accept anymore. Then I'd go on the other parts of the morning formula. Guys, there's nothing more powerful than acceptance. And it's way different than meditation. I'm going to talk about meditation here in a second. Acceptance is meditation times 10. If you put meditation and you sprinkle like superpower sprinkles on it, it's 10 times more powerful. Acceptance is powerful because you're hacking into the mainframe and you're going right into acceptance. Think about that. So minimum, if you're in week 6 of this program and just exiting this program, minimum 30 minutes. And more if you need it. And if you're just flowing and everything is blissfully beautiful and you're being honest with yourself, then you can pare that down a little bit. But eventually, when you're living as acceptance, that's the goal. So you don't have to be accepting every minute of every day. You're living as the state of being of acceptance. When you get to that point, then you can pare it down to 10, 15 minutes, okay? Then the second part of your morning formula, especially when you pare down an acceptance piece, is maybe some self-help, some learning, and maybe here's where you sprinkle in some meditation and or hypnosis. I'll talk about hypnosis, but I like to do that later in the afternoon. I used to talk about that in the morning formula, but I've switched that. I'll tell you why. But this next piece should be feeding your mind. And if you're doing acceptance, you don't need meditation. A lot of people say, hey, coach, I'm doing my meditation. No, no, no. Two different things, man. Acceptance is so different than meditation. Okay, so you could do a little meditation. That's just the quieting of the mind. Acceptance is going in and consciously making a decision to go to acceptance. Meditation is trying to quiet your mind to basically get into acceptance. So which sounds easier for you? I like to use the second portion of the morning formula for some type of feeding of the mind, reading a book, listening to an audiobook, doing a chapter or two, listening to a chapter or two, watching some YouTube videos that you've, there's so many great podcasts, right? Podcasts or YouTube videos or a subject. I've been learning about so many new subjects that I knew nothing about, right? And I wanted to teach my kids how to be responsible investors. So I've been learning how to teach them from the get-go, right? Because that's not my expertise, even though I understand it to the level that I need to understand it, but I want to teach them more. And so I might watch videos on that or something to do with my business or maybe marketing tools and techniques. You might like motivational stuff or a book that you're reading. All the books I read are always self-help or growth or expansion or development, personal, professional development. So I use that second part of the morning formula there. The motivational videos are great, guys, but they're not lasting. They feel so good when you watch them. And afterwards, like, yes. And then 2 hours later, it's like, what was that video again? I forgot all about it. But when you read something, when you're developing, you're feeding your mind, you're nourishing your mind, some really good tools or really good techniques. That's what I like to use this for. So whether it's a podcast that you enjoy listening to, whether it's a book, personal, professional development, self-help, anything that's, you know, feeding, or even humor, comedy. I'm reading a book right now that's written by a golfer. It's really, really funny. And it could be that, just feeding your mind good things. It could be self-help on YouTube or a subject on YouTube, any of the above. But feed your mind that next portion of the morning formula. Then we move into gratitude. Okay, spend 2, 3, 5 minutes really feeling gratitude about where you're at. Not just about what you have in your life. A lot of people think gratitude and they think material things or they think along those lines, right? But it's gratitude for like the work you've put in for the last month and a half or 5 weeks here. Gratitude for your vision, your heart, your kindness, your things that you've accomplished, the fact that like, hey, I've listened to these recordings for the last 5 weeks. I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm getting better. I'm 50% better than I was or 70% better than I was 5 weeks ago. That's what you should be grateful for. Maybe you're grateful for this guy talking to you right now because you found me, and I was grateful for all the teachers that I had along the way. And or maybe you're grateful for your family or your health or your job or your finances or your wardrobe in your closet or your dog that loves you no matter what. So whatever it is you're grateful, but spend some real time just thinking about what you're grateful for. It could be the roof over your head, the food on your table, the technology in our life. We could connect with anybody over the world. I've got clients in New Zealand, Australia. That's probably the farthest place I can think. But I've got clients in all 50 states of this country, Canada, England, Australia, any English-speaking country. That's pretty amazing that I can do that from my desk in my home, right? So whatever it is you're grateful, guys, spend some good time really being grateful. Then we move into your vision. And the vision is always evolving. You set that blueprint in week one, your vision for your life. Well, by week five, you might be in a totally different place now, way more clear-minded. Expand and grow on that vision, okay? Very important stuff. Expand and grow on that vision. It's always evolving. And your vision for today is going to be completely different from 6 months from now, 12 months from now. Plus, you're going to cross things off, the things you've accomplished. But I want you to spend some good time reading and feeling about your vision and then modifying it as needed. Maybe you want something new. Maybe you thought you wanted this type of vehicle and you're going to get that type of vehicle. Or maybe you want the Harley. We got a guy, by the way, Bruce, our Harley guy in the program. He'll give you the friends and family discount. Maybe you want a trip around the world, or maybe you just want to learn a new language, or you want to connect on date nights with your significant other. You want to take each one of your children for a special night. Maybe that's part of your vision, but always evolving, always expanding, always growing, and always connected. So this is the part of the time that you read and feel your vision. And remember, guys, just because it's not in your current reality doesn't mean it's not already done. So when you're reading your vision, know that this is a choice. This is not a hope chest. This is not something I'm hoping for. This is something I'm choosing because I'm the creator. And as long as I'm in the state of being that is in harmony with what my vision is, then I'm going to have it. So read it. And if there's a powerful part of resistance that kicks up in you when you're reading your vision, then stop and accept around that and keep going, keep reading. But if you've got a lot of limiting beliefs, accept around those limiting beliefs and accept around the resistance and then just keep reading. And then every day you read and feel your vision, it's going to expand. Really powerful stuff. Okay, so spend a good 5-10 minutes on your vision. And then we get into, and I'm going to talk about hypnosis, about when I think you should do that and what it is, if you should do it or what you should do with it. But the final piece of the morning formula, let's talk about visualization. And this is really important, guys. Well, you need to take your mind to the place that you want. And I can give you some really woo-woo stories about stuff that I visualized. And I'll give you two on this morning formula. I don't know if I shared them. These are updated recordings on the morning formula because we used to have the morning formula in week five. And now we've moved it to week six. Very powerful things that I visualized. And I'll give you two really cool examples here in a minute. But when you're visualizing, guys, you should always add some music that feels good. Now, I've got certain songs, and if you go in our Facebook group and clients and search in the timeline, you'll see a bunch of songs that I added and people added years ago. You just find that string and you can see it, or just type, posts about songs, whatever, you can search in the group. And that's in our private client group. But I like songs that from soundtracks that don't have words a lot of times. Like I like the Rudy soundtrack, Jerry Goldsmith, or the Hoosier soundtrack, or even The Natural. Randy Newman, those are all sports movies. Hey, I was a coach, and I am a coach, but they're just good songs to me. Or Chariots of Fire, remember that one, right? So find what works for you. You might like classical music, but you can also use, there's some great songs. I love the song The World's Greatest, for example, right? That's a great song. Or a lot of our clients comment on This Is Me from that the movie about the circus. So there's so many great songs, but make sure they resonate with you. And I would recommend 10 to 15 minutes, no less than 12 to 15 minutes of visualization. And I take, for let's say I have three songs playing, I take different areas of my life in each song. And when you're visualizing, add that music, add that emotion, but also see yourself in your end result. End result only. Don't see yourself working hard to make money. Don't see yourself grinding it out and sitting in front of a computer or working hard in your business somehow. See yourself as the person you want to be, in the body you want to have, dressed as you want to have it, moving through your days with ease, flow, happiness, laughing with friends from your eyesight. Don't look at it as like you're looking down in a movie. This is your eyesight. So look at your life and through your own eyes as you want to see it. So let's say you're looking for that significant other, but you don't know what they look like, right? And you're waiting for them to come in. Well, know that you're walking on the beach or you're driving in the car, you're having dinner with somebody who loves you, your significant other. Or you're filling out the case of emergency at the dentist's office and you're putting their name down. And it warms your heart because you have a case of emergency, right? That significant other. Or you're laying in bed and you're just picturing them next to you and you're so blissfully happy. That's the visualization. Or you open up, you're listening and you've got financial goals and you open up that bank account and you see that bank account balance and it's like, that's the goal. Or what your company is doing or what you're doing within the company or your business, or maybe you're changing lives or you're motivating people or you're reaching new goals for the board of directors, right? Whatever it is that you're doing, see the end result and see it, feel it, taste it, smell it, absorb it. Okay. Everything. Okay. So if you're at the beach, on a 10-day vacation in Hawaii, hear the sounds, the seagulls, the waves crashing against the beach, the smells of copper tone or fresh air or salt water, right? That's what you want to see. Or maybe it's the dream car that you want. And have yourself behind that thing and listen to that engine and feel that luxury and comfort of that power, right? Or maybe it's just that peaceful existence that you're walking down the street and you look fantastic with the smile on your face and you're getting out of bed every morning, jumping out of bed with the smile and peaceful. This should be a fun time for you visualizing, guys. This should be a lot of fun. And every day you're building momentum. And think about it. You're planting this story in your subconscious, and the subconscious job is to bring it to you. You're getting into that state of being and you're making this dream very familiar to you. And then the repetition of it every day is powerful. And two quick stories before we wrap up here. Every day I wanted to play years ago, when my kids stopped playing sports, I wanted to reconnect with some friends and start playing a lot of golf. And I just kept visualizing it, right? I got away from golf for a while when I was working on this stuff and raising my kids, when I knew they needed me when they were younger. And figuring all this stuff out. And when I realized I wanted to play golf again, I started to visualize myself with friends again that were like-minded people and golfers. And I just, all of a sudden, after about a month, month and a half of visualizing, I kept taking myself to this. The mind would take me to this beautiful golf hole, and it was elevated, and it was like a par four, and you could see the green past the water, and it was a tee shot that you'd hit down to the fairway. And it was really this beautiful vision, and I loved it. And flash forward about 5 years, I was standing on a golf course that I hadn't played before with some friends, and I just was going to join this golf course. And it was that hole that I had never seen before. But guess what? Infinite intelligence knew what it was. Infinite, and I'm tapped into infinite intelligence, so are you, especially when you're in this morning formula. And it was that. And then the other thing about when I met Kelly, I'm a visual guy. So on my goal list, I had what I wanted in every area of my life, and including what I wanted in a relationship. And I thought, well, who am I attracted to? And I met Kelly when I was in my 40s. And I thought, okay, so I want somebody that's probably a mom, maybe early 40s or whatever, and age range. I didn't want somebody much younger than me to want to start a family, because I had kids and I wanted somebody that understood what it was like to be a mom. And I thought, well, who am I attracted? And I had a lot of other things that I was looking for me, but it was all about me, not them. And I thought, but who am I attracted to? And so I was attracted to, I thought, well, what famous people might I be attracted to? And it was, one was Sandra Bullock. One was Diane Lane. I always thought she's very pretty. And I think, and I can't remember what the third one was. But when I met Kelly, I was set up with her on a blind date. And when she walked in the restaurant, she was looked like Sandra Bullock's sister. And we still get stopped to this day about people that think she looks like Sandra Bullock. And every day in my morning formula, my visualization, I visualized being with somebody that looked like the person that I would be attracted to. And it's like that woo-woo moment, right? When I'm standing on that golf tee, or when Kelly walked in, and then I, of course, didn't know her, but, you know, after like the second or third date, I'm like, yep, this is the real thing. And it was. And that's how powerful this stuff is, guys. So when you commit to this morning formula, again, beginning, begins and ends, acceptance, 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 especially when you're in week six of the program. But then all these other pieces, very, very powerful. And then the final thing about hypnosis, hypnosis can be a very powerful tool if you're looking to enhance your current situation. If you're looking to solve a problem, hypnosis will actually work against you because you're in a state of being of need. And remember, the state of being of need, state of being of expectation, the state of being of struggle will always create more. So if you're using hypnosis to solve a problem, and that's the mindset you have going in, that's your state of being, it'll never happen. But if you use hypnosis as an expansion on learning something. So I've used self-hypnosis over the past. You know, I use a guy named Thomas Hall, H-A-L-L. You just go on YouTube, and he's got a page there, and he's got a bunch of free 20-minute recordings about every subject in the world. But when I wanted to expand areas of my life, maybe it was success or breakthrough limiting beliefs about what I thought was possible financially or whatever. And breaking through limiting beliefs is a fun thing to use hypnosis for. But find a subject for you, or you can use anyone. Find your own. But Thomas Hall was good. He's got a British voice. He's really good. But anyway, so when you do that, I tend to do that stuff late afternoon. I haven't done it in a long time, but when I used to. Late afternoon. You know, and if you fall asleep, it's okay, or even evening. But I used to tell people, you know, make that part of your morning formula, but you're wide awake and it's really hard to settle the mind. You want to be as relaxed as possible because what in hypnosis, they bring you to theta, which is a super relaxed state, that place that you feel like you're going to fall asleep, you're half awake, half asleep. And that's when it gets very powerful, the suggestions you're giving your subconscious. So you want to be somewhat fatigued or tired. Or really relaxed when you're doing hypnosis. So that's my take. I'm not a hypnotherapist. I'm not an expert on it, but that's my take on it. And so that could be part of your maybe afternoon formula or maybe something you do in afternoon, maybe 10 minutes of acceptance and then a 20-minute hypnosis program or whatever. But so that's the morning formula, guys. If you commit to this and you make this part of your daily ritual and you do 350 out of 355 days like I did, it will dramatically change your life. And I'll ask you, when you think, boy, I don't know if I have time, how bad do you want it? I knew I wanted it bad. I knew I wanted every piece of my life bad, and I got it. Okay, and I'm still getting it. Okay, so commit to that morning formula and have a blast. All right, guys, it was my pleasure, and I'll see you next week. Talk to you soon.